Blog Talk Radio.
Wednesday night, 7 o'clock. Hope this beat got your head nodding. It's not your head Wednesday. You checking for hip-hop or checking for R&B? Not your head Wednesday, got the fix you need. No matter the genre, they play the latest and the greatest. These plates showing love to all the independents. Middle finger to industry declaring independence. Word to the prodigal son, logical one. Bringing dope in the views, honest reviews. Offering your amber, always keep the fellas tuned. Helping us understand a real woman's point of view. Word to the people for intelligent rhetoric. They keep us in the loop on what's current in the news. Wednesdays at 7, tune in and relax. If you ain't in the crib, tune from the app. Stick, stay locked on a Wednesday night. Set up for Z1, it's time to go live.
Started at the bottom, now we on top. Haters act foul, but I can see him on the fly. Got the means, got the guap, got the loop, got the watch. So much cheddar in my pocket, got my jeans about to pop. Fashion all day, though the flow don't stop. Logical One, airwaves don't lock. We lead a competition sitting in the grave plot. And if you disagree, we'll leave you in the same spot, fool.
And you know this, and you know this, and you know this. Man, D. Slade in the building. Filling in for my man, Logical One, L1. The premier host of the premier hip-hop show on the D-Hour Radio Network. Nod your head. Nod your head if you hear me. Nod your head Wednesday in the building once again. Oh, yeah. Popping. Oh, it's popping, popping, popping tonight. Nod your head Wednesday, the premier hip-hop show on the D-Hour Radio Network. D-Slay filling in tonight for my man L1, my brother L1. Got my brother, L.E.O., in the building. L.E.O. was good.
I'm good. I'm great. And I used your advice yesterday, and I took that trip to Burger King, right? Tell me why they didn't have the buy one, get one free Whopper. You know I was mad, right?
See, they on some nonsense. See, they on some nonsense. You know what? I think, to be real, I think it was supposed to either start on Tuesday, or it actually may be tomorrow.
Okay.
It was either a Tuesday or a Thursday. You know, when I peeped the advertisement, I think it was either like a Tuesday or Thursday. They were saying that it's supposed to go down like that. I was like, cool. I know cats like to get their Whoppers on, so buy one get one free definitely works. But yeah, I think it was like a Tuesday or Thursday or something like that. So it's all good though, peoples. You know. Get out there on, you know, tomorrow. You know, you may be able to buy your Whopper, get you one free. Tell them D. Slate sent you. Tell them don't forget the cheese. Put the cheese on it. You know, I know,
right.
You know, sometimes the burgers can get a little naked without the cheese. Tell them, put cheese on my burger. Burger King, man, King. but we in a building, baby. We good. Tonight it could be a special Nod Your Head Wednesday tonight. Tonight, hopefully, we'll get a chance to talk to hip-hop genius, hip-hop superstar, Talib Kweli. Hopefully, we'll definitely get it. Hopefully, we'll get an opportunity to get it in with him tonight. I know, for a lot of the celebrities, the holidays can definitely be a busy time. And, you know, a lot of things are always going on. So, hopefully, we'll get a chance to talk to him tonight and get it in with the one and only Talib Kweli. You know, we got the hip-hop hits tonight. Oh, yeah, we got some Christmas hip-hop joints. You know what I'm saying? We got the Christmas hip-hop. You know, everybody like, well, you know, they always got Christmas R&B songs, but they got Christmas hip-hop joints. And we got Got some nice ones for you guys tonight. And, you know, we're going to get it in. As always, D-Hour Radio Network, keep tuning in. Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, we get it in, put a fit in all the time, popping all the time. Popping like what, D-Slate, you say? I say we popping like, normally we popping like over Redenbacher. I'm going to go Chi-Town on tonight. Tonight we popping like Garrett's Popcorn. cheese and caramel, baby. Cheese and caramel. Garrett popcorn. Cheese and caramel. We popping like that tonight. All the cats in Chi-Town or anybody know anything about Garrett's, no, they put crack in that popcorn. I don't care what anybody say. They put crack in it. Anytime the line is like 4 blocks just to get some popcorn, they're putting crack in it, y'all. I'm sorry. They're putting crack in the popcorn. Look here. Like I said before, hopefully we have a special show tonight. Hopefully we'll get an opportunity to get it in with my man Talib Kweli tonight. If you are a hip-hop artist, if you're an R&B artist, singer, if you are a poet, you'd like to be on our show, you'd like us to showcase your music, all you have to do is email us at dhourshow@gmail.com. That's dhourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. Just search the keywords, The Hour Show. Also, if you would like to have your business advertised, your website advertised, you want to have some advertisement going on the D-Hour Radio Network, all you have to do is email us again, dhourshow@gmail.com. We have a special going on right now for the holidays. Jump on it. I'm telling you, you want your business advertised, your website, jump on it. Jump on it. I'm talking about like a tick on a dog. Just jump on it. Like a flea on a dog. Just jump on it. But absolutely, get on it, because we got a nice little special going on. dhourshow@gmail.com. Definitely check that out. Get in contact with us, and we will definitely give you all the information that you need. Poppin' over Redenbacher Garrett popcorn style tonight, playing all the hip-hop hits. Me and my man Elio, hopefully my girl RC will get in the building. You know, we can definitely get it popping tonight. But
Elio, like taking grief.
That's right. Did y'all hear what Elio said? We get it popping like bacon grease. And everybody loves bacon. Bacon grease. People are like, damn, what do you know about the bacon grease? Look here, we frying chicken, we cooking hamburgers, we cooking all of it in bacon grease. Don't get it twisted. That little tin, go into any African American home, it's a little tin can sitting on the stove with a nice aroma coming from it. That's bacon grease.
Definitely.
Trust me, all bacon grease. Popping. You heard what he said. He said it's popping like bacon grease. Woo, and not that turkey bacon either, because don't no damn grease come up off no turkey bacon. What the hell is wrong with you?
Don't
no grease come up off no turkey bacon. We talking about swine. We talking about the pork. We talking about the other white meat. That's what we talking about. Bacon grease, baby, getting it in. Ooh, Elio, what's good, baby? How's it going down in Philly? What's going on?
Philly, it's coasting. I'm trying to figure out this music scene down here. I think I might take a vacay, you know, and travel out, possibly hit Ohio and New York. So it's steady. I'm moving along. I'm just back and forth to the studio recording and trying to work on this project, Cold Hearts and Late Nights. So it's a different twist. So it's going ahead hard though. I'm just trying to really map it out and you know, get my marketing scheme together, putting some advertisements together. So I'm gonna take about storm by spring. You know, it's about that business.
That's real, bro. Business people. Leo getting it in on the business tip, and that's what it's all about, man. You know, I mean, understand something, ladies and gentlemen. Understand all the listeners. Understand something. If you have a business, man, and you really trying to be an entrepreneur, and you trying to, man, a lot of cats, you know, they want to start a business, they want to be entrepreneurs, but you know they want to be lazy about it, and it just don't go down like that. You know, you got to put some work into it. Without the work, it's not gonna happen. I mean, you ain't got no remote control that's just gonna make it happen by itself. You got to put the work into it. You got to grind, and trust me, the harder you grind, the more work you put into it, the more successful you will be. And when people see your grind, when people see you working hard, you definitely get rewarded for working hard and definitely get rewarded for grinding hard, you know, when you're trying to start, you know, you're trying to start up your own business and different things like that. So I always encourage, you know, people that want to be entrepreneurs and start their own business. Man, do your thing. That's what it's all about. It's so much money out there to be made. You know, I mean, we got cats making $100,000, $300,000 off YouTube. Come on, man.
Right.
Really? If anybody don't know, they like, D-Slay, what the hell are you talking about? Look here, let me explain what I'm talking about. If anybody and anybody that watches YouTube videos, especially parents or, you know, kids, there's a YouTube video that comes on with some damn fruit that talks. It's some fruit that talks. Oranges, apples, lemons, bananas, stuff like that, and they talk. I can't remember the name of the channel or the, I can't remember the name of it, of the videos, but if I'm not mistaken, I think that's one of the cats who make about $100,000+ a year just from that channel. And it's like, if you got videos on YouTube, when you start hitting 1 million views, you didn't just went viral. You didn't just went viral, so Google about to break you off. You know, because we know that Google owns YouTube. When you go viral, oh, best believe Google going to break you off something.
Definitely.
Best believe Google's going to give you, you're going to get broke off. You're going to get some money. So I know, I remember reading an article about a woman who put a really funny video of her child on YouTube. You know, her child, her baby was doing something. It was funny and it went viral. And, you know, she was amazed. she said that not too long after that, the check started rolling in. I think she was saying like the first one she got was like $1,400, and then it went up to like $2,000, $3,000. I was like, man, that's going down like that just because of a video?
Yeah, that's how it is, because all them video hits is bringing, and the advertising, all them advertising.
There it is. Yes.
Some ads that be posting up that pay for that.
There it is. And Leo just gave y'all the business. He just gave you guys the business. That's what it's all about. When people are clicking on the video, a lot of times it's advertisement. Even if it's a 15-second, 20-second spot, it's advertisement. Every time people are clicking it to watch it, those advertisements are getting played. And that's how they're getting paid. That's how YouTube is getting broke off. That's how Google's getting broke off. That's how a lot of websites get paid. You know, people are like, oh, man, the website is free. You can get on there for free. Okay, that's cool, but... And then people start wondering, okay, well, how are they getting paid? Advertisement.
Exactly.
That's how a lot of websites get, and we're talking about broke off a nice chunk of change.
And then,
broke
I mean,
off
it's,
a nice
it's a
chunk.
Chunk. And the people that are getting those ads for those, they pay a lot of money for that. But it psychologically brainwashes the people that watches those videos. You don't pay attention to it too much, but when you see those ads and you go through the store, That ad is going to pop up in your head. Have you ever heard of that movie theater complex where you watch the movies and right before you the movie starts, there'll be a little thing for the movie theater that's saying with the popcorn, it's refreshments outside, and all of a sudden your mouth get watery? It's like a lot.
There it is. Yes. Yes. Your mouth get watery. And that's what it's about. Sometimes you're looking at a website and you may peep something, And an advertisement is on there, and you may see something that you're possibly looking for, or something you were like, man, I wish this was on sale. I wish I can catch this on sale. And you may look at a website or YouTube or whatever the case may be and find out that particular item is on sale.
Right.
That somebody is selling that particular item. Maybe it's something that somebody was selling, but they stopped selling, and then you find out it's being sold again. I mean, it's so many different things. So there's so many different ways you can find out about certain, and that's how, you know, why a lot of people put advertisement on so many websites, because people are thinking, companies are thinking, man, if they have like 50,000 people looking at this website or a million or more people looking at this website, oh, we got to put some advertisement on there.
Right.
We got to advertise our product. If they got a million people viewing their site every day, we got to get some advertisement to them. And all the website owners, That's what you need to be thinking about. The more traffic that comes to your website, the more companies are going to want to advertise on your site.
Right.
And that's what it's all about.
And that even goes for these local artists out here that's trying to get a little bit of revenue coming in. Get a buzz for yourself. Once that buzz starts coming in, you get more people viewing your pages. Some of these companies is going to hit you up and say, "Can I post my ad on your page? I'll pay you this amount of money." That's another outdoors.
And that's real, Elio. We're not talking about no rinky dink companies. I mean, we're talking about Dell, HP, McDonald's, you know, Subway. I mean, we're talking about premier companies, you know, breaking you off a nice chunk of change, you know, for advertisement on your website. So it may be something you guys definitely might want to look into. That's real talk. I got something crazy, Elio. I got something crazy for you, bro. I don't know what's going on lately, man. I mean, what's the deal with the whole what's up with this whole pirate situation, man? When are we back in the olden days when pirates people start jumping off like pirates really? Pirates. I guess apparently
now you're talking about actual pirates.
Like, I mean, and I know they're probably not the pirates in the eye patch and parrot on the shoulder sense, you know, peg leg type cats. I mean, it could be some peg leg cats out there, but soldiers turned hijackers of North Korea ship into Somalia port. A dozen soldiers guarding a North Korean ship impounding the Somalia's autonomous Puntland region for maritime violations have hijacked the vessel and its 33 crew, government and naval sources said today. Puntland had been the epicenter of Somalia piracy, but the use of armed guards on ships and the concerted crackdown by international navies and had seen the number of successful pirate hijackings in the fall of 2012. MV Deshaun, North Korean flag, ferrying cement to Somalia capital, Mogadishu, was impounded and fined last month by Puntland authorities, who accused it of ditching its cargo off Somalia's coast. The ship dumped the cement into the ocean because it had been rejected by importers in Mogadishu, who claimed that the cement was wet and unusable, authorities said. However, a government source told Reuters a dozen soldiers guarding the vessel hijacked it on Tuesday night. It is now at sea, destination unknown.
Wow.
It's like these cats in Somalia, they went way to the left. It's like you see average crimes and you see and they just went like way to the left. They were sitting back like, okay, you know what I'm saying? We got carjackings, we got bank robberies. You know, we can't get down in the natural, in the normal sense. We got to go way to the left. We got to throw them off a little bit. You know, and after seeing a few movies, Cass is like, I got it, man, I got it. We're gonna become pirates. We're gonna be pirates. We're gonna hijack ships, take stuff. We're gonna be pirates. Let me explain something to you cats out there that wants to be pirates and getting your pirating on. This is not the 1920s. This is not the 1800s. This is not the 1700s. We don't use cannons and we don't use pistols. You know, we don't use pistols the pellets and gunpowder, you know, gunpowder like that, and we put in gunpowder. We don't use iron ball cannon. You know, we don't use cannonballs and different things like that. We don't get out like that. It's missiles, AKs, Glocks. You know, it's all types of, you know, crazy stuff, bombs. I mean, really, you guys might want to consider getting into something else. You might want to consider.
Do you see that trend that's going on right now? That about this all this crazy things that's happening. Piracy probably been going on. Pirating or being a pirate probably been around for a while, but for it to go, I guess you could say mainstream like that, and just to see the people turning in as these zombie-like creatures eating each other, like it's becoming a crazy world.
You know what? But you know what? That's crazy, bro. Because we watch pirate movies over the years, and you know, people, little kids, oh, I want to be a pirate, and you know, and then now, boom, we got pirates in Somalia, And then it's like we watch zombie movies over the years. You know, everybody like, oh, man, I love zombie movies, and, you know, producing zombie movies. And next thing you know, bath salts come out, and now we got real zombies out there.
It, like, the people are really trying to recreate this fantasy world. It's definitely created. It's definitely man-created. All the, even diseases, all man-created. When does it come to a stop? Life is in the game.
Next thing you know, it's going to be werewolves and vampires in this piece.
That'd be an episode of Twilight.
Exactly. It's going to be werewolves and vampires up in this piece. I mean, really. You know, it's a rare blood disease, and, you know, they need fresh blood to survive. That kind of sounds like a vampire to me.
Exactly.
It's a rare disease going on out now, right now, everybody, and you need to be, we need to put this warning out there. There's a rare disease going on, and people start changing and getting a little hairy during the full moon, and their teeth are getting a lot sharper and a lot larger, like canine teeth. That sounds like a werewolf to me.
Exactly. I mean, I don't think that can actually be created. And a human being can't feed off of blood. And that's as far as the vampires is concerned. And how are you going to get a person that, I guess they're going to implant these hairs? Have a wolf implant?
You know what, Elliot? You know what, bro? I don't know about the blood, though. I don't know about the blood situation because, you know, it's cats out there that eat meat so rare, you might as well be eating blood.
You have a point. You have a point.
You know what I'm saying? Eating meat so rare, they might as well be eating blood. Give me my steak tartare. Man, you better put that damn steak on the grill.
Steak tartare. I like mine as well done. I can't do that.
Yeah, you better put that meat on the grill. You've been took a fork to it, and then the damn beef start mooing on you.
Uh-huh.
Something's going to be wrong, man.
What did I see yesterday? I think it was the world's funniest videos on TV, and they were sitting in a restaurant, and the fish was still moving on the plate.
Oh, see.
And everybody jumped back from the table, but the fish mouth was moving. I was like, no, that's like it's too raw for me.
Like my girl Light say, I cram to understand that. I cram to understand. Look, first of all. It just perplexes me on how people can eat stuff raw like that. I just don't, you know. It just perplexes me how people can eat stuff raw like that. And I guess when you think about it, I guess it's not too far fetched. I mean, there's a lot of men out there, you know, who eat raw stuff all the time. But I'm not even gonna go there on y'all. Let me just say this. We're going to kick off some hits. We got some premier hip-hop hits for you guys tonight. And like I said before, hopefully we'll get an opportunity to talk to the one and only Khalil Kweli tonight. Hopefully we'll be able to get it in with him tonight. We got the hip-hop hits. Nod Your Head Wednesday, D-Slate LEO in the building. You know what? Me and LEO may give you guys... We may give you guys some real men talking tonight.
Some real men talking?
We may give y'all some real men talking tonight, the hip-hop edition. We may give you guys some real men talking tonight. Me and LEO, we may give y'all some of that tonight. You know what I'm saying? We may bump a little of that, you know, for you guys tonight. We may give y'all some real men talking. You know, we got some other crazy things we're going to be talking about what's going on. You know, LEO, also... I have a, you know, even though this is, you know, this is a hip hop show tonight. I actually, LEO, I actually have a tribute song tonight. It's a hip hop tribute song for the victims in Newton, Connecticut. It's by an indie artist, up and coming hip hop artist, Cali Raps. and the song is called Sandy Song.
Okay, so, yeah, I'm gonna check that out.
No doubt. So as a tribute, I'm gonna definitely bump that tonight, and we definitely got some Christmas hip hop songs, and we're just gonna get it in with you guys tonight, right here on Nod Your Head Wednesday D Hour Show. Leo, your boy D Slate filling in for my man L1. Hopefully my girl RC get in the building real quick. She probably out there cooking some greens and some dressing and stuff. She probably cooking her stuff early, you know what I'm saying, you know, for Christmas. You know, Christmas is coming up next week. So she probably cooking hers early so she can freeze it and just break it out on Christmas. Ain't nothing wrong with that, people. Ain't nothing wrong with
not
that.
Not at all. Not at all.
But we're going to get it in for you guys. We're going to start it off right now. Got some hits for you guys. It's Run DMC. What is Christmas in Hollis? Let's go down right here on Nod Your Head Wednesday. You know, let's go.
Rapper and entertain the roar, the author of the last chapter. We living in these times of love and tolerance. Anonymous with the apocalypse, look up the clouds, ominous. We got maybe 10 years left, they meteorologist shit. We still waiting for the Congress to acknowledge this. What the people want, please deliver us. Tomorrow's to get your paper up. Can't always just borrow and ask for favors, bruh. Stand on your own too, never cover thy neighbor's stuff. Karma's a bitch, watch your mouth for what you're saying, bruh. I start a conversation based on general observations. Hip hop is not a nation, take it to population. Niggas got a lot to say when locked inside the belly of Satan. Awaiting trial, debating how the hell I got placed in the system. Am I a victim or just a product of indoctrination? They exploited and used me like a movie with product placement. You hear the congregation, this is the hostile gospel. It's hard to swallow, it'll leave you far tomorrow. Keep it honest, our motto. These niggas keep it bottled. I'm the writer who reads the fighters like speeches for custom models. DJs, sick of the vinyl, like fuck the rattles. The flies ride around the block in the custom models. Ballin' like they struck the lotto. You know who the cleanest is. A nigga keep it rich with the stitch of greedy genius is. I'm not a hipster, but I'm flipping like a sneaker pimp. Both the game, treated like a bitch. Smack fire out these toes, cause they snitch attack. Wise while I plead the fifth. Can't trust the soul in his beers. Be careful who ye and where it's leaving with. And also who you cheap with. You never know, they might have added in secret ingredients. What the people want, please deliver us. We wanna live it up. Seldom travel, watch hell unravel, right before the eyes of the soldier who fell in battle. Single mother who raised a daughter to bear the sacred water, and I take the hand of every man who make an offer. The black kids wishing they white kids when they close their eyelids, like I bet they neighborhood ain't like this. White kids wishing they black kids and want to talk like rappers, slow back with this identity crisis. The industry inside us is vipers, with fangs trying to bite us. Drug supplies, the healthcare providers, we can't get making narcotics out of household products. We ain't working out, so we exercise the demons that's inside us. Plus, the demons just provide us with enough rope to hang ourselves, enough dope to fling ourselves, enough toast to bang ourselves. It's officially niggas season, these niggas is bleeding. That's why I'm spitting freedom. We had enough to trick and squeeze. The people wanna live it up. Please deliver us.
Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back, Nod Your Head Wednesday, the premier hip-hop show right here on the D-Hour Radio Network, getting it in. Your boy D-Slate filling in for my man L1. Got my boy L.E.O. in the building playing the hits. You just got through listening to the hip-hop genius himself, Talib Kweli, with one of my favorites, Hostile Gospel, Deliver Us. And also, we have some Run DMC, Christmas and Hollis. Oh, yeah, we got more hip-hop hits for you guys. We got more music. And we're just waiting to see if we're going to get an opportunity to talk to the hip-hop genius himself, Mr. Talib Kweli, tonight. Hopefully, we'll get a chance to get it in with him. You know, L.E.O., I think we also may have our boy in the building. I think we got our brother in the building, Al, Mr. Norfolk. Al, what's good?
What it do? You know what I mean? I said, let me step through on the hump day, see what's going on with the boys. What's really good?
No, you already know, Al, what's good with you, bro? What's going on?
Ain't nothing, man. I was listening to the joint. I just came in, started listening. I said, yo, man, let me see what's really hood out here, man, and see what's really going on with these guys, man. What's up, L.E.O.? Long time no hear from, man.
I know, man. What's good? I'm great, man. Nice to hear from you, man.
Hey, yo, man, you know, I try to check out every day, man. I try to be a little, you know what I'm saying, inspiration and try to see what's really going on elsewhere, you know, besides the I Got Something to Say show. And I'm excited to hear you guys listening.
Well, that's real. We appreciate it, bro. We definitely like you stopping by, man, and hanging out with us, man. That's what it's all about. Hopefully, bro, we'll get a chance to get it in with my man Talib Kweli tonight. Hopefully, he'll get a chance to call in and chat it up with us. We was talking earlier, bro, about the nonsense of like in Somalia, man. They got pirates going on out there, and you know. And that's the kind of stuff we remember growing up watching and looking at TV. Now they got real pirates. And then it's like, you know, you see zombies on TV and zombies in a theater, and now we done got a drug called bath salts, so we got cats out there eating on people like zombies.
Hey, man, well, you know, all of that really been around for a long time, man. Like, you know, it's really been pirates around for a long time, and people just reverting back to what they know, you know. And cannibalism, I mean, it's still in some Far East countries, they still practice cannibalism. So, I mean, ain't nothing new under the sun, for real.
That's real, and it's like all they did was stamp a name on it and tried to call it brand new.
Yeah. I mean, that bath salts game, though, man, that's a scary thing, man. I mean, you know, we talked about mind control and how people try to control you with fear and other things, and on the I Got Something to Say so Monday. So, you know, my eyes is wide open. You know what I'm saying? I've been awoke.
That's real. That's real. Hey, look though, they got a situation, man, that occurred not too long ago. Two inmates fled Chicago high rise jail using rope. A manhunt for two bank robbers who used a makeshift rope to pull off a daring escape from a high rise Chicago lockup pushed into a second day today, a Wednesday, with authorities asking for help from the public. The former cellmates apparently broke a cell window, pulled out the bars, and then descended almost 20 stories to escape the downtown Metropolitan Correctional Center early on Tuesday. Joseph Jose Banks, 37, and Kenneth Conley, 38, were unaccounted for during a 5 a.m. head count, according to the U.S. Marshals Service. And FBI affidavit says the men were in their assigned areas
for a head count around 10 p.m. Monday, and that jail employees noticed a makeshift rope around 7 a.m., and nearby business owners said helicopters and canine units did not swarm the area until almost 8:30 a.m. Inside the cell Tuesday morning, investigators found a broke window and bars inside a mattress, according to an FBI affidavit, stuffed under blankets and two beds with clothes and sheets shaped to resemble a body. The affidavit said Banks and Connolly were the first inmates to escape from the federal facility in nearly two decades.
Wow, man. I mean, a determined brother. You can't stop a determined brother, man. I mean, that's all I would say. Like, you can't really stop with somebody with determination, man. That's some Rapunzel type action right there.
It is some Rapunzel type mess going on. Hey, I think somebody that's seen that movie, The Rock, with Sean Connery and Nicolas Cage, a little bit too much.
Yeah, that's some Rapunzel type. Like, it was one of them dudes. Was one of them dudes Spider-Man? Like,
hey, 20 stories though, bro. 20 stories. I'm like, and it's like, you know, I don't know how they not notice. I'm trying to figure out how the hell they ripped the bars off the cell. That's what I'm trying to figure out.
Yo,
like, how did they rip the bars off the cell?
Yo, did nobody see them coming down the side of the building?
Hey, it could have been somebody walking by, and a little kitty could have been like, "Mommy, look, Spider-Man." She's probably like, "Shut up, let's go." You know,
yeah,
so
right?
You never know, man. I don't know, Elio, what you think, bro?
that's horrific and the extreme. I mean, I guess if you're thinking it impossible, you can do it, right? Anything's possible. So let's do it. 20 stories.
Hey, that's crazy, though.
If you think about it, right, the other inmate, one of them was probably with it. The other one was probably scared. He was like, "Yo, you better come.
Hey, you better do this, man. You better do this."
Right, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, man. Hey, that's crazy as hell, though, man. Hey, if they say that nobody did that in nearly two decades, man, you know, they have to seriously be contemplating that. And hey, what tripped me out, though, is how they going to come with the old school teenager sneak out the house, put clothes under the bed to make it look like a person trick. I was like, really? You expecting some officers to fall for that? I'm like, come on, man. Y'all got to come better than that. Like, somebody going to walk by
the car, though.
Right, they gonna walk by and see the bars missing, but be like, oh, they you know, even their bars came out the window, but they still right there asleep. Like, ain't nobody really gonna check that. Come on, man, y'all gotta come better than that.
But they was 20 stories up, so really, who was nah, they ain't go out the window.
Exactly. And that, you know, that's what they was thinking of, man. We 20 stores up, they ain't going nowhere.
Jeez.
Man, that's real crazy. That's real crazy.
Anything over three stories and I'm looking out the window, I ain't going out there. So 20 of those things, the boys was on that Tom Cruise movie when he in Dubai and he go out the window. He ain't had none of that gear.
No, that's real. No, that's real. Hey, when the first time I checked it out and I was checking out, I'm like, okay, these cats got their escape on. But then I was like, damn, they escaped 20 stories? Hey, now these cats escaped and still on the run out there right now. Now let me tell you about a jailbreak that didn't go too well. In Mexico City, Mexican authorities on Wednesday said 22 people died in an attempt to jailbreak in the northern state of Durango that sparked a bloody shootout between guards and inmates. 9 guards and 13 prisoners were killed in the incident that took place in the city of Gomez, Palacio on Tuesday, said Fernando Rivera, a spokesman for Durango State Police. The number of dead could increase, although we hope not. A number of guards and prisoners were currently in a critical state. He said nothing that it was possible guards were complicit in allowing the weapons to enter the prison. Initial reports on Tuesday night indicated that 17 had died in an attempted breakout. Gomez Policio forms part of a metropolitan area where the city of Turian and neighborhood Coahuila, one of the Mexican states worst hit by violent drug gangs this year, once seen as a model for economic development, Turian has become one of the country's most dangerous cities. Mexico's penal system has endured a number of high-profile scandals in recent years, and the country's new president, Enrique Peña Nieto, has pledged to reform it.
Yeah, that's utterly crazy. Like, it goes all the way to the president. They ain't talking about the mayor or the governor of that state. They went straight to the president.
Exactly. And it's like, I don't know. I guess some cats, man, when they, when you get locked up in a situation like that, and I know it's bad. I know it's bad in Mexico right now, due to everything that's going on with the cartels and stuff like that. I mean, you have your average tourists who go out there every year that don't even want to go out there anymore. I can just imagine what the prison system is going, how it's going down in the prison system.
Hey, yo, man, you wake up in Mexico in a tail full of ice with no intestines or something. You know what I mean?
Hey.
that's real. And a note that say call the ambulance and tell them go pick up your people.
Hey, that's real. Hey, you wake up and go for a couple of days and wonder why, man, I ain't had to pee in a couple of days. That's because your kidney and your damn bladder is gone.
Just gone.
You just like, damn, I ain't had to pee in a couple of days. What's going on? Sir, that's because your kidney and your bladder is gone.
they hook you up with your belt tape.
Hey, that's crazy, man. That's you know, it's funny too, man. I was telling Cash, you know what? Me and some friends of mine, man, were talking. You know, everybody's all worried about the whole. And you know, we all talked about it before on previous shows, but you know, everybody's worried about the whole doomsday situation that's supposed to be coming up on December 21st, and I was reading as well as, and also a friend of mine was asking me, because he said he had read about it as well, that I guess a part of the whole doomsday prediction, that in that whole prediction, it's supposed to be said that we're going to endure two or three days without power. Two or three days without power. All the electricity is going to go off. We're going to endure like a couple of days with no power.
That could save me some money on my electric bill.
Hey.
Hey, man, you know, I really think that's all a big misunderstanding, man, in the interpretation of what the Mayans were talking about. I was talking to a older gentleman today, and he was talking about how they named this island Apocalypse. And I'm sorry?
I said, real talk, they named it Apocalypse?
Yeah, it's an island in the South Pacific named Apocalypse. Everything is in cohesion with the planets and the sun and everything being aligned. You know, a lot of the old religions went on sun gods and astronomy and things of that nature. So the whole 12 is kind of a thing about, you know, the sun being in the middle of the universe and the planets aligning. So I think it's really a big misunderstanding. Apocalypse to them might not mean apocalypse to us. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Or our modern day understanding of what it is. So I mean, this guy was kind of just like telling me, man, saying that, you know, they built this big statue on this island, and that when the stars align and the sun align, like when Venus aligned with the sun in November, there was this big thing about, you know, how that did something, or that was a sign of some sort, and you could go to this place, this island, this remote island called Apocalypse, and you could see it. You could see the perfect alignment of the actual Sun and Venus and the Earth. So I think it's just a big misunderstanding, but it would be crazy if the lights went off for a couple of days, man.
Hey, that's real. I mean, you know, you got cats out there, you know, stacking up on water. You know, you got cats out there taking millions of dollars out of their accounts and you know, trying to get ready. And you know, I mean, I almost did that. You know, I almost took all my money out of my account, and you know, and I tried to, you know, I was thinking about that, but I figured, hey, you know, that $1 ain't really gonna do nothing, you know what I'm saying?
Right,
so
I just
left it in the account, you know what I'm saying? The $1 ain't gonna do nothing. I just left it in the account. You know, I said it's not gonna hurt nothing. But you know what I mean,
nah.
in the realness of it all, though, I mean, you're right, man. It is a big misunderstanding, and people really need to just understand. And I mean, you know, they were talking the same nonsense when the year 2000 came around and the whole Y2K
thing. Right, right.
All the computers are going to go out, and we're going to be in trouble. And as soon as it hit 12 midnight, I was on the internet listening to some music. So it really wasn't no big issue, you know, or anything like that. But I think that people just need to understand first and foremost that when Judgment Day do come, and when it does come, nobody's gonna know it.
Yeah.
You know, not until it's too late. You know, nobody's gonna know it, you know, and not until it's too late. And I think that the purpose behind that is that if you give people if we were given a date of when the world was gonna end, then all the fakers in the front, you know, the people that like to put the front on, are going to be out there pretending like they're righteous and pretending like they, you know, they've been living their life right and all this other stuff. Nah, and that's the purpose of it happening when nobody knows it's going to happen.
Exactly. A good friend of mine was like, even if it is on Thursday, what if it's today? Are you ready for your judgment today? You know, I mean, that's what it all trickles down to. You're not going to have a date. You just got to get yourself right, period.
And that's what it's all about. And that's the meaning behind it. You just need to live right and get yourself right, period. I mean, that's basically what it's all about.
Because if you think about it, if you was right now, Thursday wouldn't matter.
Yeah,
wouldn't.
Right?
Not at all. Not at all.
It only matters because you're not living right.
Not at all. Not at all. But, you know, I mean, hopefully people understand that and, you know, don't go, you know, let's not go too crazy with it. I mean, I yesterday on the show, I talked about an article I read where the Chinese police had arrested 400 people, or like 400 religious nuts that were out there spreading the world is going to end on the 21st. They had to arrest 400 people because these cats is out there causing chaos, got people all upset and mad and scared and worried because they out there spreading this, oh, we're going to die on the 21st deal.
Well, here's the thing. Let me ask this question. If everybody's so righteous and born again, and like when it's time to go, you ready? You ready? Like, yeah, I'm ready. You know what I mean? You're supposed to put on your Nikes and drink the Kool-Aid.
No doubt. You put the Nikes on, you drink the Kool-Aid. You know, you're supposed to let them know, hey, man, this Kool-Aid need a little bit more sugar in it, man. Somebody give me some more sugar.
Put your little purple cloth over your face and lay down and go to sleep in your bunk bed.
He's like, put the purple cloth over your face. That's real, man. Hey, cats don't understand that, though. They really don't get it, man. I mean, hopefully people will understand, man. It's nonsense, man. Like I said, we've heard it many times before. Just go on with your daily lives, and like my man Elio said, you just gotta live right, period. You know what I'm saying? And when your judgment day comes, you know, that'll be your time to explain your life and explain what went down in your life. But in the meantime, you know, you need to just try to live as right as you possibly can.
Another thing with that, just along with just living right, don't get kicked out of it. Don't go crazy. Don't go busting in the stores, rioting, stealing stuff because you think it's the last day of the world. What you going to gain from it? It's the last day of the world.
Who are you talking to? Them people ain't listening right now. They playing it how they gonna get.
Hey, what you say, Elio? They like, man, I'm about to get this 60-inch. I'm about to get this PS3. Hey, look. Hey, that's real though. They like, this dude talking crazy right now, man. We about to get it in. That's real. Hey, that's real, baby. Hey, it's your boy D-Slate, L.E.O., my boy Al Norfolk in the building. We about to get in. We going to play a couple of hits for you guys. And when we come back, I'm glad we got my man Al in the building. We're going to give y'all some real men talking. We're definitely going to we're going to talk about a few topics, a few relationship things, and give you guys our viewpoint on some relationship questions. And when we come back, real men talking, you know, we still got some time. Like I said, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk to my man Talib Kweli. I know he has some things going on tonight, but like I said, hopefully we'll get a chance to get it in with him. But like I said, when we come back, real men talking, we got some more hits for you guys. We got some more Christmas hip-hop music. I'm going to give you guys one from my man Gerald Walker with a Gerald Walker Christmas right here on Nod Your Head Wednesday. And a little later in the show, I told you guys I have another special. Actually, this is a hip-hop tribute song by my man Cali Raps for the victims of Newton, Connecticut, and his song is called Sandy Song. And we're going to give you guys a little taste of that a little later on the show. But right now, Nod Your Head Wednesday, D-Slate, L.E.O., Al, Mr. Norfolk, we in the building. Gerald Walker Christmas. Let's go.
Let's get it going. Let's get it going.
Rat. Louise sent me a Christmas card today. I almost wish there weren't a holiday season. I know nobody likes me. Why do we have to have a holiday season to exercise?
Well, good morning, hello darling. Again, it's everybody's favorite time of the year. If you want it, you can find it. Christmas seems to bring everybody a cheer. I love how it appears.
People driving several miles to be near to be with family they ain't seen in a year. Remember as a kid, I used to get all the gifts. Then I turned 14 and everything started to shift. It was like my presents must have came from a thrift store, cause I ain't get shit anymore. I started hating and shit, cause my grandma Alice bought my little cousins new toys, PlayStation. And I was stuck with this Landon sweater. I pray that next year that all my gifts will get better.
And they didn't.
Even though I know we struggled, and time was so hard, I complain I only got a gift card. I guess I understand.
Replacing the meaning of Christmas with nice things. And I'll be quick to bust about the gifts I didn't get. But truthfully, the reason for the season is God's gift to us. Now I know this, and yet I still notice my mind beyond gifts. I'm still a bit unfocused. Man, at least I'm trying. As a kid, I didn't realize it. They took Christmas time and simply commercialized it. Snow from the sky sitting under your feet. Stockings and presents up under the tree. Oh, Christmas carols are sung from the street saying, these are a few of my favorite things, yeah. I said, Christmas time is here, it's here. I said, happiness.
Christmas
whatever you're going through, but it's gonna always be right, cause of the ones that you love, kiss and hug on them tight, thank the Lord up above that they are in your life. Now Merry Christmas to you, and to all a good night, whatever you're going through, like it will always be right, cause of the ones that you love, kiss and hug on them tight, and thank the Lord up above that they are in your life, in your life, in your life, I said they are in your life, 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 in your life, 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 in your life, 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 like baby. Come on, darling. Oh, oh, baby. Come on. Merry Christmas to you. I said it's Christmas time.
Out, out. about it. They probably start dancing, jumping on my tippin', pissing in their pants, wiggling and jiggling and grabbing on their pelvis. But you know my name, so you never hear no Elvis. Strictly the hardcore, dirty street level hits. Guards on my side, so watch what the devil gets. Positivity hitting 50 levels deep. Coming out the woofers in my Jeep.
Check it out, baby. Check it out.
Back again. Knock Your Head Wednesday, the Hour Radio Network, getting it in for you guys. That was my man Master Ace with the G-Pass remix. Before that, it was Gerald Walker with a Gerald Walker Christmas, getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits. You already know how we do. D Slate in the building, L.E.O., Al, Mr. Norfolk, we're getting it in tonight already. We're going to give you guys right now a little segment we like to do on Tuesdays. We like to call Real Men Talking. We didn't get a chance to really get really deep into it last night. But, yeah, we're gonna get it in for you guys. Real Men Talking, a segment that we like to do when the brothers, answer relationship questions and give their viewpoint of what they think about the particular question that's being asked. And I guess I'm a brother. I'm going to start it off myself. This was the question that was asked. Let me get to it. Should a woman be suspicious of a man who never answers his phone when she thinks he's home, or the man only calls her when he's not at home?
Should we put ourselves on blast like that?
Hey, yo. Do understand man law is in effect right now.
And you know all the brothers out there like, man, y'all best not answer that question. Budweiser is on the line. Don't answer the question.
I got an answer that might satisfy everybody. A man puts his time is what he's most interested in. So I mean, if he's calling you like talking about it, then he must be interested in you. Now, what about you? He's interested in maybe a question, but.
Hey, all the brothers like, damn, he said it. He said it.
That's a good way of putting it. That's a good way of putting it.
What you got, Elio?
I guess I'll be the one to put us down.
Don't do it.
I mean, it's self-explanatory. If he's calling you outside of the house all the time. So, I mean, where he's comfortable, she'll be home. So if he can't talk to you there, I mean, it's obviously a reason. I mean, it could be a good reason. Maybe his child is there, his kid's there. He doesn't really want to talk to you around his children. That could be a reason. But how you put it well, I mean, he is interested if he's still calling you.
That's real.
I can't really specify that reason. So
I'm going to take bad reception for 200.
He's here. I can't really hear y'all. Well, what's going on?
You know what? That is a reason, though. Sometimes that happens because I lived in an apartment with really bad reception. So.
And you know what? That's real talk. You know what? I'm going to say this, and I'm going to go there with it, and I'm going to say that the brothers are absolutely correct in the aspect of saying that if the cat is just not calling you, if he's rarely calling you, if he's not really talking to you, if you maybe hear from him maybe once or twice throughout the week or something like that, then, yeah, don't get it twisted. He's probably not that interested. you know, via whether it's he's talking on the phone or whether it's texts, if you rarely hear from him, then yeah, he's probably not that interested. And like my boy Al said, if he is, then what he's interested in may be in question. But but I think the realness of it all is just like Elio and my man Al said, that if he is calling you, you know, if he's at work or if he's out driving or whatever the case may be, and he's still calling you and he's still talking to you, he's definitely interested, because that means even if he's at work, even when he's driving somewhere, he's thinking about you and he wants to talk to you. Now, why he's not doing it at home, I mean, it could be many things. You know, he could be busy doing a whole bunch of things. I mean, it could be a whole lot of different things going on. But if
I got a scenario.
Right, if he is talking to you quite often, if he is talking to you all the time, then, yeah, he's definitely interested. And like Elio said, it could be a situation with some men where their kids may be around them a lot. Maybe, their kids may love them a lot and just like to be around them a lot. And maybe it's some things that he wants to talk to you about. Or maybe it could be things he want to say to you that he can't say when his kids are around, because he really don't want his kids to hear that.
I say keep it 100. Ask him. I mean, if any relationship should be built off a foundation of trust, man. Ask him. I mean, you want to know? Ask him. Either he gonna tell you the truth, or he not gonna tell you. I mean,
hey, he gonna tell you the truth, or he gonna lie through his teeth.
Right, and you got to go with whatever he say, because you don't know.
That's real.
And it could be another upside to it. It could be a situation that he's trying to get out of. If he's calling you every time he gets out the house, every chance he gets when he's outside his home, maybe his home is where his stress at, and he may not be, you know, emotionally attached to whoever he's with at home, and he's trying to get out, and you're his gateway. I mean, it's not 100%, you know, yippee-dee, you know, to be excited about, but, I mean, it is the upside to it.
Well, definitely shout out to Chris on that one. You the one. Just trust me, you the one. Elio or Al, you guys got a question we can answer.
Go ahead.
I definitely wanted to talk, not necessarily on the relationship aspect, but just even talking music.
This is the hip hop edition. So hey, you know, it's popping. Just you know, whatever it is.
We was talking to Miss Jones yesterday, and I know we talked on artists not necessarily doing their homework when it comes to the music industry. The question I want to draw is, do you feel like it's okay for an artist to want to establish a new foreground and make a forefront without doing that research? You think that's possible enough to start a new trend? Because I think that's where music is trying to go.
You mean so you're basically saying, like, for a new artist to come out and they want to make a name for themselves and they want to be big in the music industry, they to be able to do that without doing their homework and knowing about the history of that particular genre that they're trying to get into.
Right.
You know what? I'm gonna take a stab at it, and I'm gonna say that in my viewpoint, I really think it's hard to do. I think that it's hard to do to become really successful without doing your homework on some of the cats that came before you, or knowing some of the music in that genre that came before you. Need to be country, rock, hip hop, R&B, jazz, or whatever the case may be. I think that it's hard to be successful if you ain't got no history on that particular genre and you don't know any of the cats that came before you.
Well, that's kind of with anything, man. If you don't do the history before you do it, you know what I mean? You really don't know. You succumb to like little pitfalls that'll arise, that if you did your history, you'll know, hey, this is what generally happens when such and such happens. You know what I'm saying? It's usually a chain of events that happen. So if if you do your history, you'll know that history repeats itself. So, you know, you'll be aware of what's happening, but when it starts happening.
That's real. That's real.
I mean, it is some phenomenal cases out there that, you know what I'm saying, they just hop into something and they just phenom. But I think it fizzles out, you know, after a while. Like Hammer came in the game, he did his thing, but, you know what I'm saying, he just, like, fizzled out because, you know what I'm saying, the world really wasn't ready for Hammer.
I think with the whole Hammer situation, I mean, I think when he fizzled out, I think he started fizzling out when people started listening to his music and they was like, damn, this dude really don't know how to rap.
Right.
he started taking
on heavyweights like Run DMC. Real hip hop was just like, what?
I think you make a mistake in a situation like that. You know, he might have made the mistake by having a really good singer featured on one of his songs, and when you have something like that, now people are really listening to the song. So now mm-hmm. you're like, now you're thinking, you listen, and you're like, damn, that rhyme didn't make no sense. This, damn, he really can't rhyme.
Yeah.
What the hell was I listening to before?
Yeah,
you start going through your head like, what was I listening to before?
Mm-hmm. But like then, history does repeat itself because you have artists like that now. But they can make you dance. They can make you they can make you dance. But you know, for far as lyrically, no, they're not doing it. But
you got artists out there who don't know if they want to be a rock star, a skateboarder, or a rapper. I mean, you know what I'm saying? You got cats don't even know. They don't even know what they want to do.
Right.
Yeah. Man, you know, I'm a true believer that music really has no genre, man. Like, if you make timeless music, man, it don't make a difference, you know. Like, some of the rock songs that I like, I hear somebody R&B singing them or something like that. Then it makes me go back and dig in the crates and find out where it originated at. It's a rock and roll song, and I got a better appreciation for the rock and roll song because I heard it a different way. And then I heard the rap version of it or the R&B version of it a different way. So I got a better appreciation of the song. So really, music and the words that are written are timeless. But you got so many people out here that man, like them LAMFO or whatever their name is, man. Like, I'm really asking myself, man, who buying this, man? Like, for real, man. Is it that many people buying this, man?
Hey Al, I'm gonna tell you right now. I think some producer cat rolled up in the party. He seen these dudes at some old wild party and said, y'all look like a rock group, man. I'm gonna sign y'all.
Hey, man, but one of them got some. One of them like some Kinder Barry Gordy or something like that. Like.
Hey.
It's crazy, man. Like, it was, man, I don't know, man.
Hey, you know what? I got a good one for y'all, man. It's the hip-hop edition. I got a good one. I'm gonna go Caucasian rappers. I mean, let's think about in the history of all mm-hmm. the Caucasian rappers that came out, you know, Beastie Boys, Third Base, Snow, Bubba Sparks, Vanilla Ice and Eminem, and now you got so many others, independents and other cats that's trying to come up now. But of course, everybody's probably going to say Eminem is probably the best white rapper of all time as we speaking right now. But do you think that they really going to come up and be able to compete in this genre as well as Eminem has?
Hey, yo, man, you ever heard of Joe Scudder, man?
Joe Scudder, yes.
Hey, man, I rest my case. If you heard of him, then you know what's going on. Hey, that's that dude do his thing, man, and the dude from Third Base, I mean, they did their thing, man.
MC Search and Prime Minister Pete.
Prime Minister Pete kind of looked like Elvis Presley to me. And, you know, I wasn't really feeling him. I wasn't really feeling him like that. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I mean, Search kind of could have passed for light skin.
He looked like a retired mobster, huh?
Yeah, like I wasn't really feeling that whole motif with the cane and all that. But I like Paul Wall.
Okay. That's real. Leo, what you think, bro?
I think we will have another Eminem. What made Eminem so successful? I just thought he came real, came correct. He brought it from his heart. And I think anybody, any artist that does that, people will notice. People cling to realness. So
yeah.
when it comes to a Caucasian artist, I mean, if they're not coming and trying to get it, come in with a gimmick or a scheme, if they come in correct, I don't see why I couldn't embrace that. Like a Justin Bieber I used to do a Freestyle Friday at the Bell Tower at Temple University, and half the people that was in the battle was of a Caucasian race, and it was this one guy that usually come. I can't even quote his name. I can't remember, but his flow was like Common, literally, and he just did it fluidly right off the top, and I was like, that's real. And he just brought it from his heart. I'm like, I could see that happening. I could see that escalating in that way. So as far as that's concerned, yeah, I see another Eminem coming. I don't know how far along down the line, because people off back, oh, he's trying to be like Eminem. Nah. He set the bar.
Do y'all think that Vanilla Ice just kind of skated through during a time where it was just truly unbelievable to see a white rapper?
No, not really, because like you said, the Beastie Boys was already out. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
He just came in at a lame. He was at the right place at the right time, man. Doing that little Sir Mix-a-Lot era. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was just him, Sir Mix-a-Lot, and Tone Loc. You know what I'm saying? They kind of slid in at their time. They was right on time.
And you said after seeing one of his concerts, you wanted to go out and get you a banana split, huh?
I mean, so,
hey,
I don't know.
You know what? But you know what? I got one for y'all, man. I got a real, and I remember talking to some kids about this whole topic. Remember when hip-hop first came out, and a lot of cats was just, you know, like we did some, like, some of our generation, this is some of the new music today, but when hip-hop first came out, you know, DJ Kool Herc and all them cats, when it was presented and it was brought out there and it started flourishing, you know, all the talk was, oh, man, this is garbage. These cats are just talking over music. This is lame. This is garbage. This ain't no music. Oh, man, it's a fad. This stuff not going to last too long. It's not going to last too long. And hip-hop was getting so criticized by a particular race of individuals. I'm just going to say that. It was getting criticized by a particular race of individuals, but, you know, as it being, you know, violent and just not good music and just, you know, so many different things about it. And then when you think about today, hip-hop is being used in commercials. It's being used on film, television, so many different avenues, so many different things. And this same race of individuals are the main ones that's listening to it.
Well, you got to understand, man, all those Generation X's, those Lottie Dottiers, if you will, are now 35, 40, you know what I'm saying? And that's what we want to hear, you know what I'm saying? But we want it to be grown. Once we get into the 50s, what's the boy next, Soulja Boy, all the Snap Music and stuff going to be in commercials. So, I don't know, man. Like, I got a Caucasian friend sound like Ghostface, man. Like, if you hear
him,
you'll think Ghost was rapping like you. You'll be like, wow, man, who is that? And I play it for people, and then I tell them, yo, my man White, yo. And they'd be like, stop, man, son.
But
and
you
I'd
know
like,
what?
Yeah.
But if he's white and calls himself Ghost, that's actually not bad.
like, nah, little cousin's so ghost though, but yeah. I mean, I ain't messing with y'all, man.
Hey, yo, what you think, bro?
I just think as we progress through time, like I said, like before, people claim what's real. Now what's being broadcasted, you know, through ways? I hear the Kanye West is on commercials. It surprises me nowadays. When I hear something, I'm like, whoa, they put that on them? Now, if I go to basketball games, I hear them play, oh, they playing the Dougie. I'm like, oh, all right. But I just, rock wasn't accepted at one point in time. Different genres wasn't accepted at one point in time. But after a while, if so many people like it, it's money there. Why not? It's about the dollar.
It's weird though, because you can go to Cali and then you out there, you know, chilling, and you hear somebody bumping some N.W.A. You're like, man, they bumping it out here like that. Oh, that's the song right there. That's the joint. And then they roll up and it's some white dudes from Malibu. Hey, I mean, but it's like, and it's funny. I mean, but we can go so many different ways with that whole concept. I mean, think about how Big Booties was shunned by certain people, and a lot of men was like, you know, certain men, I can't put us in that category because we've been liking Big Booties since the dawn of time. But other people, you know, Asians and Caucasians, different things like that, they wasn't really into it like that. But then you have certain celebrities and certain stars who come out and they putting Big Booty on the market. Now everybody wants to have a Big Booty. You got women out there getting shots in their ass. They put implants in their ass so they can have a Big Booty.
Man, it's crazy, man. I seen a YouTube video of a girl flipping her booty cheek implant, man. Like, I'm talking about, let's keep it real 100 right now. We on the internet right now. If you hit it in the back and it looked like a flat tire, I lost my motivation.
Hey, you said it looked like a flat tire. You better take your ass to Meineke or something. Get this thing
right.
Put some fixer flat in your butt.
Hey, look, you right though. I when I saw that video, man, I was like, is she serious? I was like, really? It almost looked like she had fell asleep at a hospital and somebody sold a bowl in her ass.
Yeah. It was like she was flipping a salad bowl over in her ass. Like, who does that? Like,
hey, man. Hey, look, I was like, that's crazy. But like I said before, a lot of that stuff was not accepted, you know, back then, and now it's the thing. It's the thing to have. Women out there, I gotta have a big booty, you know, that's the thing now. So it's like they getting implants and they getting doctors to take fat off their thigh and take fat off their back and put it in their ass.
Right. for some time, you know,
so
even,
like,
even with the modeling industry.
I can see, hey, look, I can see a dude out with his wife, and he's not too happy about her going out there and getting a surgery like that and putting fat, you know, in her ass from her body or whatever, and she out there flaunting, and, oh, man, your ass looks great, and he mad. She's like, see, look at it. You know, they looking at me. They probably wouldn't be, and he tell her, they probably wouldn't be looking at you if they knew it was back fat in your ass.
She walking around with back fat.
Hey, like I said, man. I mean, like I said, you could go so many different ways with that, man. With so many different things that was shunned and wasn't accepted then, and it's like now, it's the thing. But it's like it's the thing that we started, though. You know, I mean, think about slang and think about the way we talk, and we got so talked about broken English and the way we talk, but now you see other races, even though they sound ridiculous, you see other cats talking like that, like it's the thing to do.
Right.
Man, it's I don't know, man. We're a real melting pot of people, man, and they're innovators in all races, colors, and creeds, man. And, you know, I'm really trying to keep it politically correct, but we're innovators, man. I mean, just like the two men that just reposed out of jail, man. Like, I mean, you gotta, I don't know, man. People. Some people leech off of just style. You know what I'm saying? I guess they, when they see us styling, or when they see certain people styling, man, they want to be a part of that movement, man. So I mean, can you fault them, man?
Nah, not really. I mean, to be honest with you, I can't, bro. I mean,
hey,
because if they had a problem, they felt like, you know, some people feel like, oh man, I don't have a lot of friends, and I don't associate with a lot of people, and people don't really pay attention to me and different things like that. So they start changing it up, you know, changing the way they talk, changing the way, you know, the way they act and the things that they do and the music that they listen to, just so they can be accepted. And and unfortunately, I'm not gonna come off like a brother, like a Muslim brother in prison, and say it's society, you know, that's got us like that. But I mean, real talk. I mean, people want to be accepted in society because they feel like they're a nobody. They feel like nobody's paying attention to them, so they start, you know, they start trying to keep up with the Joneses, and you know, they start you know, trying to get into all the fads and all the different styles, different things like that, just to be recognized. And I mean, and unfortunately, man, it can do some damage to a person's confidence. It can do a damage to a person's sensibility.
Man, I got a good friend, man. We were just having like one of these conversations like we having right now, and he said, you know, He calls me Low, because everybody called me Low. But he said, you know, Low, everybody want to be a part of something, man. And, you know, and if you give them that something, you know what I'm saying, that they feel like they are part of and they appreciate it, man, you know, it's amazing what you can persuade people to do. I mean, look at Adolf Hitler, man. Like, he wasn't even blonde hair and blue eyes, man. And, you know,
he wasn't, though.
And he had people thinking that was the thing to be, man. And he actually had people killing other people, you know what I'm saying, following a man who was the exact opposite of what he was trying to make other people believe was the superior race, man. And that's just crazy to me, man. Like, when you study people who manipulated the world, you know, Osama bin Laden, people of that nature, man, you got to wonder, man, there's nothing you can tell me that's going to make me get in the plane and kill myself for your cause. It's not
right. Hey, I got to call, excuse me, all my peoples out there, but that's what I like to call Negro philosophy. You know what I'm saying? We gonna say, look, okay, you my boys, you know, and I can just imagine, you know, if it was some brothers who became friends with some of them cats. You know what I'm saying? And they all get on the plane, and they're like, man, y'all ready? They like, yeah. And then they like, okay, we finna take ourselves out, and everybody else in the brothers like, whoa, hold on, man.
Whoa.
That wasn't the plan, dude. What you talking about? That wasn't the plan, man. That wasn't the plan. We, you know, no. We not getting down like that.
They're going to be like, nah, that ain't what I am with that kid.
I'm not down with that. You know what? I think I agree, bro. I think that you're right. I think that we just had that type of philosophy, man, where, you know, I mean, even if you look at situations where you need, when you think about serial killers and stuff like that, other than, you know, people say, well, because you don't see a lot of, you ain't see a lot of blacks out there serial killing. But, and then you hear people saying that, oh, well, what about the dude who shot a bunch of people? Okay.
John Allen Muhammad.
But you talked about a black man shooting somebody. I mean, that go down on the streets every day.
Nah, that was baby mama drama, man. Like, what's going on, man? Your baby mama will make you do some crazy stuff, man.
Wait, Al. So you said that he was so messed up by his baby mama, he just went out there with a rifle and anybody that looked like it, he was popping them.
He wasn't even trying to pop people that looked like her. He was trying to just pop a whole bunch of people and then pop her in the middle of a whole bunch of people so it just looked like a random shooting.
Wow.
Your baby mama will make you do stuff like that, though, man. I mean, I ain't saying I condone what he did. I'm just saying I understand. It's the nature.
Take you to another place, don't it?
Hey. That's almost like a conversation you have with your woman. So you saying that it's cool for your boy to cheat? Lahome, baby. I'm not condoning what he did, but I understand.
Right. You know what I mean? I ain't saying go pop your baby mama then, you know what I'm saying, just because you feel like it, but I mean, I can say that, you know what I'm saying, I might have contemplated it a bit, allegedly.
Wow. That's how we get down, ladies and gentlemen. It's Nod Your Head Wednesday, your boy D Slate, Elio, Mr. Norfolk in the building, getting it in for you guys. It looks like we may not get an opportunity to talk to my man Talib tonight, but we're definitely gonna reschedule it. And you guys gotta understand too, it's the holidays, man, and I was surprised, you know, for him to even consider doing it, considering what's, you know, it's close to the holidays. But, you know, like I said, you can best believe that we will get it in with him, if not within the next few weeks or, you know, definitely after the New Year holiday. Because we, in the coming year, next year, for all of the shows, you know, the I Got Something to Say show, the Covenant Cafe, the Tuesday spot, Nod Your Head Wednesday, Celebrity Thursday, Indie Up Saturday. We got so many incredible, trust me, I've been working on it the last month. We got some incredible interviews coming up in the new year, and we're definitely gonna be getting it in. I mean, I'm gonna just put it out there now. You know, in the early beginning of January, you know, we're gonna be getting it in with High Five, the old school R&B hit R&B group High Five. We're gonna be getting it in with superstar actor Isaiah Washington. I mean, it's going to be popping off, you know, and so many other incredible interviews coming up. So trust me, you know, it's the holidays, and, you know, we just want to, you know, have some fun with you guys and give you guys some great music and just understand that, you know, we just want you to have some fun and be safe. It's the holidays, and that's what it's all about, you know, laughing and smiling and being happy and just enjoying your time with your family and friends, and that's what we're trying to be. We're trying to be that friend for you for the holidays and just kick it with you and have some fun. But we're going to keep doing that. I'm going to play this joint. I talked about it earlier. When we come back, I want to see what Elio and Mr. Norfolk think about it. I told you guys, you know, on Monday and also on Tuesday, you know, we did some tribute songs for the victims of Newton, Connecticut. And, you know, tonight on Nod Your Head Wednesday, the premier hip-hop show, you're thinking hip-hop. But, yes, the indie artist, up and coming artist Cali Raps, he created a song for the victims of Newton, Connecticut, and he did this tribute song for them, and it's called Sandy's Song. And you can catch it, you know, look him up on YouTube, and you can go to iTunes to purchase the song, and the proceeds for purchasing the song is going to go to the victims of Newton, Connecticut, from Sandy Hope, Sandy Brook. But definitely check it out. You know, tell me what you guys think. And when we come back, you know, we're going to get it in a little bit more with you guys and close it out. It's my man Cali Raps with Sandy's Song, the tribute to the victims of Newton, Connecticut.
We're calling this breaking news story, a school shooting that has taken place at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. We are learning new details. I want to bring in Meredith Artley. She is managing editor of CNN.com, and she just spoke with an eyewitness who was inside of the school. I have to warn our viewers, I understand that some of the details about what she actually witnessed is pretty gruesome.
Damn, another day, another homicide. What makes it sad is that somebody's sons and daughter died. If they were mine, I'd lose my mind, I'd go insane. I say a prayer for all the parents that's feeling that pain. I can't imagine what you're going through, it's heartbreaking. Dear Connecticut kids, I know you're God's babies. So young, so innocent and full of life. May you rest in paradise, the world isn't right. It's hard to picture my daughter dying from gunshots. Couldn't see her crying out for help while her blood drops. Damn, they ain't even get to see Christmas. Listen, I shed a tear for each victim. And to the families that's just trying hard to understand it. Just know your child went to heaven, take nothing for granted. So in their memory, let's all say a prayer for them. Every single person in the world's right here for them.
Grace, she was only 8. Josephine, Anna Marie, and little Jake. I hope the killer rots in hell and he feels the flames. And everybody making jokes about it, may they feel the same. It's hard to vision just living without my children or being one of the cops that had to walk inside that building. What a gruesome sight, I couldn't make it through the night. I'd be suicidal cause I couldn't go on living life. Time heals all wounds, but what heals death? When there's nothing left, then you stress, trying to do your best. Say a prayer for little Charlotte, she was only 6. Or little Madeline, she lost her life for something sick. I'm losing hope in this world, I'm trying not to break. Staying up late, praying to God they're in a better place. And to the devil that's sending killers with Madeline captured in rose petals, let him know he'll never kill our faith.
But I need you to know that I love you all very much. And that going to be okay, because I thought that was love there every year. I thought we were all going to die.
Back again, Nod Your Head Wednesday, D. Slay, L.E.O., Mr. Al Norfolk in the building, the brothers of the D-Hour Network getting in with you guys, absolutely. Al, what you think about the song, bro?
Hey, man, it was a pretty dope song, man. I think it's just a little too early, though. You know, I used to do a lot of poetry and raps about it. It's dope. Please don't let me take anything from it, you know what I'm saying, by saying it's too early. But I think it's just a little too early. I think it's too fresh for us to really comprehend everything that really happened that day, you know. So I think maybe you should have gave it like 30 more days, you know what I'm saying, and then maybe drop something when it kind of settled down and it wasn't as fresh on people's mind. But it was a dope song.
That's real, no doubt, no doubt. I feel that. I definitely feel that. L.E.O., what you think, bro?
Definitely, it touched me in a few ways. I do agree with Mr. Norfolk with the time. I didn't even think about it. I didn't know what it was at first for me, you know, taking, because first I was listening to DC saying, okay, he has it online, you know, you can donate or whatever. I was like, oh, that's fly, that's real. I appreciate that, and I embrace that. And then I engaged into the track. The track was a nice track, well put together. I felt it. I felt the words, you know. And him actually going in and digging in and getting history, getting these children's names and placing it on there. But it is fresh. It is real fresh. It's new. And I think people can go back and reflect on it. But yeah, like Mr. Norfolk said, it is kind of new. It's kind of fresh. People are still grieving about it. People are still, you know, broken up about it. So for people to go out and want to listen to this, I don't know if they're going to want to listen to it right now.
That's real. That's real. I agree, man. I think that, and it's definitely a good song. I agree with that. But you guys are right. It may be a little too early for any individuals to really drop something on them like that. You know, you want to give them, you know, you want to definitely give them a little time to try to deal with the whole situation. And plus, you know, especially with it being around the holidays, man, I mean, we're talking kids, man, and this is the Christmas holiday, so it's really hitting the parents real hard. You know, it's hitting them real hard. So definitely I agree with Al, you know, maybe 30 or 40 more days, man, give the holidays time to kind of mull over and die down a little bit. And, you know, that'll give them some time to kind of, you know, to kind of calm it down a little bit and try to bring themselves back to reality.
I mean, you remember after 9/11 dropped, man, for like a year and a half, you couldn't say nothing about 9/11. You couldn't mention Manhattan. You couldn't mention New York or nothing. Like, you couldn't mention nothing bad happening in New York or with airplanes or anything like that. Because, you know, people was just on alert, man. And I mean, in Virginia alone, and where I live in Norfolk, Virginia, and the surrounding areas, they've been doing random searches for the last couple of days. You know, they done found a hunting rifle, handguns in preschool parks. Another kid took a 9mm to school today, man. It's just crazy, man. And
they scared. And a sad part about it, because we're not in the homes with these children. We're not in the homes with these kids. I mean, how do we know how do we know that some of the parents ain't giving it to the kids?
Right. Right.
So they so scared and they're so terrified about something popping off and something happening like that. How do we know that it wasn't given to them?
Man, it's just, I don't know, man. It's just crazy, man. I applaud his effort, man. Like even to this day, man, if I listen to Minority Report, man, it take me back to watching them people on the roof, man, watching them have to swim through that water and things of that nature, people dying in the Superdome and stuff, man. Like, wow, man. Like, I understand he wanted to document history, but I just think it was just a tad bit too early.
It's a reflection song. But we had no time to reflect. Like, we're still in it. We're still feeling
right.
You know, it's not a reflection song yet. You know, you got to wait for that.
That's real. That's real. And let me ask y'all this, man, while we definitely are winding it down. Let me ask y'all this, bros. How realistic do you guys think this whole gun control thing is going to go down?
I mean, people are going to want to protect themselves, period. I don't think much can really be done. I mean, unless you're going in people's houses and searching everyone's houses, and I know they're not going to do that. So how can you control anything? How can you control? You don't know what people have.
Man, look, man, I'm not a card-carrying member, but I am a member of the NRA, and I do have a gun, and my father has guns, and nothing ever happened to me and my brothers, man, because we understood what my dad's guns were and how they operated, and you know what's gonna happen. We understood the consequences of that, and until people really start taking the time to explain people. I mean, it's all about nurturing the whole genre. Like, it's all about nurturing people who have guns to nurture the people that's under them and let them know and making people aware of what happens. And I mean, it's just so many people commercializing things and things of that nature. So until you put the education out there, is we're going to still have the same things. Then you're just talking about random people, man, that just wake up one morning and say, I'm going to kill four people.
Exactly. That's my perspective is just swayed all the way. You know, I'm a person, you know, not too long ago, had a gun pulled to my face, gun pulled to my back. I'm like, okay, so what next? Am I going to allow that to happen again? So what do I do?
That's real. You know what? I agree, guys. I think with the whole gun control thing, the realism of that and how realistic it's really going to be, it's been an issue for a long time, man, just like drugs. You know what I'm saying? It's been an issue for a long time. I mean, people are dying. I mean, and I'm not taking away, you know, from anything. I'm just simply general, putting it in a general perspective. But even like with drugs, you know, drugs have been killing people for a long time. We've had bad situations happen due to drugs, and they were talking about trying to do something about it, and nothing's been done since. You know, there's still nothing has been done about it. So I get it. You know, people want to, you know, the government wants to, and President Obama wants to try to help and figure out something with this whole gun control situation. But now people are afraid. And I feel like in lieu of the situations that's happened within the last few years, people are flocking to the guns. They're flocking to the guns, and they're going to get the guns so they can protect themselves. So then you say you want to have some type of gun control. I think in lieu of all the other tragedies, that it's going to be even harder. I think it's going to be even harder.
Man, I look at it like this, man. You say we're going to control drugs. Well, bad people still get drugs. You say you're going to control guns. Well, all it's going to do is make it harder for the people who the good people to get guns. Well, all the bad people can still get guns. So if a bad person want a gun, he's going to get it regardless. So,
right.
you ain't doing nothing but unarming everybody else.
That's real.
That's truth. If you look at it in that perspective, yeah, because you know we're getting them illegally, as is. They're
right.
There. I mean, so
then,
now,
but you
now
know,
the people that's trying. Go ahead.
But and then they mentioned, you know, because the two things they mentioned was gun control and mental health. I mean, what do you guys think they can do to help fix the whole mental health situation?
Wow. I mean,
that starts young,
man. That's shaky ground right there, man. You know, in North Carolina, man. You know, if you were a black woman and you had some mental health issues in your family, man, they sterilized you, man. I mean, we talking like 60, I want to say early 60s and things of that nature, man. So if they thought you had some mental health issues, man, they would sterilize you. They would cut off your ovaries, man. Circumcised. It's just crazy, man. So when you start going into that, you know what I'm saying, we gotta group these people, this group of people, and we want to watch them. You know what I'm saying? You start sliding into a slippery slope, man, and that could come into like profiling and trying to a modern day Adolf Hitler, man.
That's
real. They shouldn't have that amount of control over anything. You know what I mean? That's what is discrimination. How can you say that? How can you cut somebody off like that? Everybody should have the same equal rights regardless of condition. But it's just hard to measure, basically. It's hard. I don't think you can do that. I don't think it's gonna go too far.
I like that. I agree, man. I think, I mean, I know one of the suggestions that was put out there, I had heard about, that somebody made a suggestion about, and I kind of put it out there on Monday, you know, spoke on it, and that somebody mentioned people with mental health maybe should be registered.
Right, man. Even sex offenders being registered kind of throws me sometimes, man. Because man, all right, say I don't know this girl is 16, right? And she's built like she's 24, and you know what I'm saying, I get a statutory rape charge, right? And if she says, yeah, I told him I was 23 or whatever. Now I got to register for the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't take that back, man. I ain't saying that child molester shouldn't register. You know what I'm saying? What I'm saying is, man, you gotta put clauses in there and exceptions to the rules, man. Just to be fair, man, I don't know, man. If you, I thought all mental health patients were registered anyway. with somebody, you know what I'm saying?
He said somebody know about them.
Right. Somebody got to know. I mean, they get some treatment. if you've been diagnosed, shouldn't somebody know where you at?
Hey, that's real. That's real. You said somebody got to know that. Hey, Al, I'm trying to be like you, man. I'm trying to be politically correct, but it's a little hard. But I agree, man. I think that I agree with that. It's when you go into a situation like that, you know, and you're being registered and stuff like that, it's forever, man. It's for a long time, and I think a lot of people too don't really want to be put on blast like that. If they do have an issue, they do have a situation, they want to try to be as normal as possible, and being registered might not do that for them. So, I mean, I know people are throwing suggestions out there, and people just want things to be good and things to be okay, but it's gonna take a while, man. It's gonna take a lot of these knowledgeable gentlemen in the government, man, is just gonna really have to put their heads together and gonna have to sit down and agree and just come up with something sensible.
I think people are just throwing stuff out there because they want to heal right now. You got to understand, it's bad people out here, and they do bad stuff, man. Like, somebody can walk in here tomorrow and shoot me, and that don't mean that, you know what I'm saying, this ain't a safe neighborhood. That means that one dummy just got mad and came in here and shot me, man. We can't get that instant gratification that we used to, man. We're in the microwave society. We want everything right now, right now. It's not going to happen that way, man. Just realize that there are bad people in the world, and there's no way we're going to tell who's going to be the next bad one.
That's real. That's real. And I think that's probably as real as you can possibly get with that whole situation. I absolutely agree. I want to thank everybody for tuning in tonight, hanging out with us on Nod Your Head Wednesday. Unfortunately, like I said, we didn't get an opportunity, and that's because he had a situation going on, and hopefully we'll get a chance to get it in with my man Talib. I'll keep you guys in tune when we'll get a chance to talk to him, and we'll definitely get a chance to set it up with him again. But we had some fun tonight, you know, hanging out with you guys and talking, and I'm glad you guys got an opportunity to hang out with us tonight. The holidays are coming up. Definitely make sure you guys be safe. Tomorrow, check us out on Celebrity Thursday. We'll be talking to old school R&B group To The Extreme. For those that don't know, Johnny Gill's brother, Randy Gill, is a part of that group, and we'll be talking with him as well about his solo project and his new music and stuff like that. So definitely make sure you guys check us out. Celebrity Thursday with 2D Extreme. We're going to be getting in. We may also have another special guest in the building, so make sure you guys check it out. And just keep tuning in. You never know what's going to go down. Al, what you want to say to the people?
Hey, man, I just want to say, man, hey, thank y'all for letting me come in and be a part, man. You know, I was just passing through, man, and I say, you know, I want to see what goes down, how it goes down on the on the Hip Hop Wednesday, Hump Day Wednesday. You know what I mean?
That's real. Well, I'm gonna put it out there, man. If we have some other special guests, man, I think I would definitely like to have you and Elio on with me, man. If we can get it in with some of these cats, man, because I think we have some fun tonight. Absolutely.
Hey, man, I try to keep it 100 wherever I go, man. That's all it is, man. I thank y'all for having me, man.
Absolutely, bro. Absolutely, man. It's a pleasure, man. You know, you're part of the family, man. So that's what it's all about, and we definitely have some fun with you. So. Definitely got it. Elio, what you want to say to the people, bro?
I actually want to say thank you, too, because, you know, I'm a guest on Wednesday right now. So I definitely show love today, and I enjoy this spot. And Mr. Norfolk, you should definitely call in on Tuesdays, too, for when we have our real men discussion, for real.
Oh, no doubt.
Nice chemistry. Live every day optimistically, as usual. You know, and just stay up.
Stay up, be safe, and, you know, we'll see you guys tomorrow on Celebrity Thursday. Myself, Miss Fabulous, CK, we're going to be getting it in and having some fun, and make sure you guys tune in, check us out. And just like Elio said, man, the holidays is coming up. I know it's a tough time for some people out there, but just, you know, try to stand strong and definitely get you some prayer in and, you know, put it all in God's hand, you know, as you're supposed to, and let him take care of it for you. Enjoy the holidays. Be safe with your family and friends, and just try to enjoy it the best way you can. And that's all we can really say about it. Just try to enjoy it the best way you can, and let evil stay in the back, and let the good and the light stay in the front, man. And that's all you got to do. And you really ain't got to worry about nothing else. So be safe. We'll see you guys next time. Thank you for joining. And we'll holla, no doubt.
Holla.
All right. Deuces.
In town, reaching your location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations, following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song spin. It's the D-Hour Show, yeah, I said it so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop up